Make sure you're using the right browser, by David Pierce in the Wall Street Journal. The most important thing your computer does is run a web browser. Whether you use Chrome or Firefox or some outdated version of Internet Explorer, it's probably the most used app on your machine. Heck, Google made a whole operating system out of a browser because it's really all you need. Years ago, Chrome was practically the only browser available, and it's still the dominant force on the market. Recently, though, Firefox and Apple's Safari have seen huge upgrades, and Microsoft replaced Internet Explorer with Edge, a much better way to use the web. All these new options presented the perfect reason to test what a modern browser can do. For most people, there are five browsers worth considering: Chrome, Safari, Firefox, Edge, and Opera. In my testing, I found surprising differences. To test how each browser taxes my system, I loaded the same 10 sites on each browser on my MacBook's RAM. Chrome took up the most memory, with Safari and Opera close behind. When it came to performance testing, both industry benchmarks and playing web-based games, the built-in browsers, Edge on Windows 10 and Safari on Mac OS, outperformed all others, but Chrome was close behind. Among mobile browsers, which I tested on an iPhone XS and a Google Pixel 2 XL, the differences were smaller. Surprisingly, mobile browsers outperformed their desktop counterparts. They're faster to load pages, able to crunch through more intense web apps, and generally just better browsers. If you're only using a single device, you're best off using the built-in browser. But you're probably not using a single device. That's why your browser should follow you around, syncing your bookmarks, settings, and history. There's no Edge for Mac or Safari for Windows or Android, so unless you're all on Microsoft or Apple products, I recommend casting your lot elsewhere. Choosing between Chrome, Opera, and Firefox is largely a matter of personal taste. Chrome is a delightfully simple app, especially after a recent update. It has a space for tabs and the big box to type URLs and searches. Firefox is a fountain of features. Virtually every pixel can be customized, and even the layout can be changed. I found Firefox messy, but I solved that with 10 minutes customizing the interface. Opera's appeal centers on two talents: saving your battery and data cap, and automatically protecting your privacy. It will block ads and trackers that nab your personal data, but it has only a small library of extensions. I thought I'd end my experience on a single browser, but I've instead begun to split my time. I use Firefox most because even though it's a bit slower, at least it doesn't slow down my computer, and it's so useful to quickly send stuff back and forth between my devices. Chrome I use for Google Apps, both because they seem to run better there and because it's helpful to have my mail and calendar out of the morass of other tabs.